All right, MGTOW man, I got an email I'm responding to. I responded to it the other day, but I wanted to follow up with a video because I think a lot of men are considering this right now, considering this move. First things first, I don't know a lot about living in these states that I was asked about, but I'll speak generally on what I think about it. Mind you, I'm also not Aaron Clary. I'm not that age. I've lived in a handful of states. But not these states. So I was asked, would Idaho and Montana be a good state of choice to live in right now? Considering things socially, financially, obviously, probably the biggest concern for MGTOW men. We remove ourselves from legal threat for the most part because of not having children, not getting married, not sharing residence with a woman that you're dating or married to, or having children with. So that removes a lot of us from the legal aspect, the family court system, the alimony, child support, false accusations, ruining of careers due to false accusations, not related to child support, alimony, paying that, just made up stuff about abuse. So things like that, we neutralize a lot of that stuff that would happen if you lived in a very, very, very socialist state. If you lived in a California, lived in a New York, if you lived in a Washington for the most part of the state, an Oregon for the most part of the state, a Illinois for the northern half of the state, for a Wisconsin for the central east part of the state, for a New Jersey for the most part. There are some base parts of New Jersey, DC for sure. All these places, I could go on more and more and more and more and more and more about why you don't want to live there, property taxes as well, job opportunities, peace of mind, disturbance, violence, crime, you know. And once you neutralize these things, you got to think about where you want to live. I was asked about Idaho and Montana. I've not lived in Idaho or Montana. Personally, I'm not in a position where I could live in Idaho or Montana. I don't make income remotely. I don't have an online business. I'm not independently wealthy. I don't sell options. I don't have a booming crypto wallet yet. I don't have the opportunity to live off of book sales or to do online consulting. I don't do any of these things. I can't work remotely. So obviously, if you're even going to live in a Boise, you'd be fine. You could live in a Boise, but then again, you get in some of those same situations that you might get in a Sacramento, a San Francisco, not nearly to the same extent, but Portland, some similar stuff. You can get outside. You live outside in suburban Boise, and maybe some of you guys who've lived out there can speak better for me on this. There are business opportunities. You can make money. If you're in your 20s or your 30s, you're probably going to need to be around civilization to some respect unless you work in a trade that can literally work in any city in the nation, a mechanic. You can then, at that point, you can then work in Moscow. You can work in Pocatello. You can work in Lewiston. Going over to Montana. This is God's country out there. You can work in Missoula. You can work in Bozeman. You can work in Helena, is it, which one is it? I'm not exactly sure. So you can work out there. Billings, you'll be fine. You'll have industry. If you want to manage a grocery store, if that's your thing, obviously you can get lucky and maybe get transferred over there if there's a similar one. I don't know, in that part of the country. I know there's probably, what is it, Safeways out in Portland, out in Oregon, maybe in Boise. I've never really spent much time in Portland or Boise or kind of that northwest out there. Spent a little time in Washington, but you know, if you're looking at moving somewhere, those aren't bad places. Excuse me, about to sneeze. Did not sneeze. There's a few options for you, similar to, you know, Idaho and Montana. Wyoming, South Dakota is becoming a really good option. Governor Kristi Noem hasn't turned into anything we're not aware of at the moment. She seems pretty based. It's in the DeSantis line right now. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but It is not a bad spot if you have some capital and if you are a minimalist. You can live off of not needing a lot. You don't need a lot of stimulation. You're satisfied with the outdoors. You can enjoy solitude. If you enjoy those things, you can get away from the hustle and bustle, low crime rates. You can enjoy beauty. You can work on yourself. If that is what you are initiated, if you're feeling compelled to living that lifestyle right now, and if you're in the situation and position to do it, those are decent options. And it also is probably a good place to be, as if you reach a societal collapse in the Western world and things get a little bit militaristic, if you're thinking on that level and you want to have a bunker of sorts, you want to have your own protection, your own resources, you can grow your own crops, maybe have a few chickens, have a little ranch going on out there. It'd be a great option if you're skilled, if you're a carpenter. The more that you can do those things, the more likely that you will thrive in those areas. But for people that are still pursuing a career in a more quote-unquote corporate sense, you might not find the best fit to be there. Some of the better options, like I've said in other videos, if you're looking for a more populated state and place to live, places in North Carolina, Tennessee, some of South Carolina, Florida, Texas, clearly, parts of Nevada would be nice, Arizona, South Dakota, the Dakotas, Arkansas. Those are some of your better options to think about. So just throwing that out there for devil's advocate. Got some different choices depending on what climate, what you want to do, what your hobbies are. That also factors into where you want to live. With a MGTOW men, you're going to have more free time. You're going to have more resources. You're going to have more latitude. So what do you want to do with that? Do you like snowboarding? Do you like skiing? Do you like hiking? Do you like just walking? Do you like being on the water? Do you like being alone inside? Do you like a place to farm? Do you like a place to work on your carpentry, a nice garage? Do you like to work on your computer? You can kind of work anywhere in that sense. So those are the things to factor into where you move. I think that'd be a decent place to think about moving to right now, and definitely moving forward. Definitely not a bad state to move to. So leave your comments. A lot of you guys probably have experiences in some good places and bad places. Feel free to share them. Hoodies up, hoodies out.